Tongariro Crossing. A fanatic is what you could call me, a die-hard Lord of the Rings marathon-watching maniac. Imagine my enthusiasm the morning my new Scottish friends and I are about to go on an epic journey into the hellish gates of Mordor, better known as the Tongariro Crossing. Luckily for us, the tramp was more like a journey into heaven. To clarify, a tramp is a trek or a hike, and it is the only word one would describe a good walk in New Zealand. Tongariro Crossing, Tongariro Crossing track sign. The Tongariro Crossing. Of course, we weren't actually heading into Mordor. We were about to tramp the Tongariro Crossing inside Tongariro National Park, which is the biggest of New Zealand's national parks. Although looking at the steep volcanic mountain to climb, we can see the eerie resemblance. This 19.4-kilometer journey put our endurance and physical shape to the test. The constant beer drinking, fur burger eating and ice cream licking couldn't have helped us make this tramp a little easier. The weather. We went in the New Zealand summertime and the weather was great. The weather can change rapidly on this tramp, so it is always advisable to bring a rain jacket in the summer along with some warm layers. Although the weather was great there, I still had to use my warm fleece and rain jacket once we reached the higher altitudes. I wouldn't dare make the trip in the New Zealand winter, although people do make this cold and snowy tramp. Tongariro Northern Circuit. The start of the tramp is pretty mellow for about the first hour, then you start to climb and you notice a change from lush green vegetation to dry desert-like plants that can only survive the harsh climate. The landscape is mostly rock as we reach the gates of Mordor. Mount Doom, Mount Aurehoa. This red and black volcano portrays Mordor and Mount Doom perfectly, and once we are standing at the bottom looking up at the top, we know why Peter Jackson chose this to be Mount Doom and Mordor. Mount Doom, Mount Aurehoa, Mount Doom, Mount Aurehoa. Only one of us was brave enough to make his way up to the top through the loose volcanic sand, and it wasn't me. Louis was the one that took the ring up Mount Doom, so Joe and I could rest at the bottom and prepare for the six-hour tramp ahead of us. The Devil's Staircase. Knowing that we are about to go up against the Devil's Staircase, Jeremy and I made the wise but regrettable decision of not climbing Mount Doom. We climb from 1,400 meters to 1,600 meters above sea level, and the views are spectacular. The Devil's Staircase, Tongariro, the Devil's Staircase. We take the short side trail to the South Crater for a well-earned rest. Tongariro Alpine Crossing, South Crater. South Crater to Red Crater. From South Crater to Red Crater, you feel like you are a different planet. The tramping becomes increasingly difficult due to the loose scoria rock that slips beneath our boots. We enjoy amazing views of the Emerald Lakes, Rangipo Desert, Otorere Valley and the Kaimanawa Ranges. Tongariro Alpine Crossing. Tongariro Crossing. Tongariro Crossing. Red Crater to Blue Lake. A slight smell of sulfur is in the air as we pass by the old lava flow from Red Crater. Blue Lake is a sacred lake that gets its colors from the rich minerals in the area. By this time we are exhausted and looking forward to some downhill tramping, but at the same time we don't want to leave this magical place. However, we do have to leave as the sun will be setting soon and we need to make it to the bottom. Blue Lake to Kete Tahi Shelter. We are now immersed in the clouds and I can feel the moisture in my bones. Being in the clouds is like being in heaven with views like this of Lake Rotowaira. Lake Rotowaira, Lake Rotowaira. The landscape changes once again rapidly as we make our descent. First, there are signs of more life with the dry sweeping grass that blows in the brisk wind. Descent from Tongariro, making our descent. Before we reach the bottom, we pass through a green forest with ferns and a thick tree canopy. To this day, hiking, tramping through the Tongariro Crossing has been the best hike I have ever done, and I always consider moving to New Zealand. Experiencing the journey with two great new friends from Scotland made the trip even better. We move on to eat more fur burger, drink more beers and tramp on throughout New Zealand traveling in a spaceship van. Spaceship Campervan Spaceship. Author, Jason caught the travel bug after taking his first backpacking trip to Fiji, New Zealand, and Australia. He enjoys meeting new people and outdoor adventures. Images, all images belong to the author.